Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Bold, brash, and intellectual, a few words that describe the Stan Kenton Orchestra. The band emerged in the 1940s and 50s as a daring and sometimes controversial voice in the swing band genre, with a penchant for innovative arrangements over good old-fashioned swing. But what often kept the progressive Kenton Orchestra grounded was the cool, brainy singer out in front of the stage. This week, I'll focus on those singers under the baton of Kenton, highlighting the work of the most notable names, Anita O'Day, June Christie, and Chris Connor. It's the Stan Kenton Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
If perhaps I'd been a little distant, if I'd tried to play a little hard to get, do you think you might have fallen in love? If I'd been a trifle inconsistent, if I hadn't let you light each cigarette, do you think you might have fallen in love? And if I'd worn my hair the way you like hair worn, would I have been more appealing? Had I smiled less sweetly, just a little indiscreetly, would I have inspired that I adore her feeling? If I'd been a little more attractive, had my pounding heart not been so overactive, would you have melted in my arms like some meek, sweet adolescent lamb? What a fool I was to ever dream that someday you could love me just the way I am. If perhaps I'd been a little distant, if I'd tried to play a little hard to get, do you think you might have fallen in love? If I'd been a trifle inconsistent, if I hadn't let you light each cigarette, do you think you might have fallen in love? And if I'd worn my hair the way you like hair worn, would I have been more appealing? Had I smiled less sweetly, just a little indiscreetly, would I have inspired that I adore her feeling? If I'd been a little more attractive, had my pounding heart not been so overactive, would you have melted in my arms like some meek, sweet adolescent lamb? What a fool I was to ever dream that someday you could love me just the way I am.
The inimitable June Christie with Stan Kenton on piano, performing the Bobby Troup tune Just the Way I Am. That's off of their 1955 Capitol LP called Duet. Christy was the second big singer to come out of Kenton's orchestra, having joined at age 19 in 1945. In this recording, Christy's not simply being accompanied by her former bandleader. It's a true duet, just like the album title. The two musicians are standing on equal footing. The album came out after Christy embarked on a successful solo career. Her first solo album, the 10-inch LP Something Cool from 1954, featured arrangements by Kenton arranger Pete Rugolo, as well as former Kenton band member, saxophonist Bob Coop Cooper, who also happened to be Christy's husband at the time. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm highlighting the singers from the innovative and sometimes controversial Stan Kenton Orchestra. And I'll begin with Anita O'Day. Anita O'Day, born Anita Colton, had her first big break as the singer in Gene Krupa's orchestra back in 1941, where she immediately became a star. But as her rising fame began to conflict with the other star in Krupa's band, trumpeter Roy Eldridge, she left Krupa to join Stan Kenton's up-and-coming Artistry in Rhythm Orchestra. O'Day's cool, unglamorous style and her excellent musicianship made her a perfect match for Kenton's progressive group, and she gave the band their first bona fide hit, the Joe Green tune And Her Tears Float Like Wine. Let's hear that song now. This is Anita O'Day and Stan Kenton's Orchestra from May 1944 with And Her Tears Flowed Like Wine on Afterglow.
He would spend it on the pony. He would spend it on the girls. By his mother, gin and roses, for her poor old henned curls. And when his wife said, hey now, what did you get for me? He socked her in the choppers. Such a sweet, sweet guy was he.
And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine. She's a real sad tomato. She's a busted valentine. Knows her mama, but told her that the man is darn a gun.
How he loved the old race horses. He would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage wasn't hay. He indulged in fancy spending, ordered rings, cars, and furs. But alas, alack, like a stab in the back, she found out they wasn't hers.
And her tears flowed like wine.
Mixed up with a Maisie, he got mixed up with a Flo. So Flo shoved him in the river. He'll not get mixed up no more. His wife then draped herself in black, that showed her figure fine. Then she cussed him out, the two-faced guy. No insurance could she find.
And her tears flowed like wine.
Thank you. gotta be getting, got to be a going. Heard a train whistle blowing. Woo, got that old wanderlust, just must get going. My brain says no, but my heart says go, so I'm riding the rails again. Gotta be getting, don't care when I get there, don't care. Gotta catch me a cloud that's sailing nowhere. Got a date on the moon and just must get there. Got to stray when I feel this way, so I'm riding the rails again. Birds fly away, I'll be the blue. So must I fly away. What's new? Gotta be getting, got to be a going. Heard a train whistle blowing. Woo woo, got that old wanderlust, just must get going. My brain says no, but my heart says go, so I'm riding the rails again. Gotta be getting, got to be a going. The railroad track seems to call me back. Ain't even got the time to pack. Just know, must go. I'm giving the air to all my worry and care. I'm riding the rail.
Anita O'Day and the Stan Kenton Orchestra performing the song Gotta Be Gettin'. Before that, O'Day's biggest hit with Kenton and Her Tears Flowed Like Wine. Both of those recordings come from 1944. Despite being named the best singer of 1944 by Downbeat magazine, Anita O'Day never had another commercial success with Kenton before the end of her brief 11-month tenure with the band. The tune we just heard, Gotta Be Gettin', despite being an upbeat tune, never quite took off. She actually chose that song to record instead of a different tune that was offered to her, the Lord Invader Calypso song Rum and Coca-Cola. That song, on the other hand, became a number one hit for the Andrews Sisters the following year. Here now is one of her last releases with the band, a tune written for all those early 1940s hepsters who were fans of intellectual acts like O'Day and Kenton. This is Anita O'Day and Stan Kenton at the end of 1944 with Are You Livin', Old Man? On Afterglow.
Are you livin', old man? One, two. Are you givin', old man? Soft shoe, do the best that you can, won't you? Well, that's fine as the wine that you drink when you dine. Do you flip when you trip? 3-4. Do you romp when you stomp? Pine floor. Do you glide when you slide? More. Well, that's sweet as the meat that you get when you eat. You'll find a cat today must be a hipster. Don't mind if you don't find the word in Webster. Why, he's as square as a bear. Do you rove in the grove? 5-6. Do you leap when you creep? Do tricks. Do you thump when you jump? Fine kicks. I can see by your spree that you're living, old man.
Anita O'Day and Stan Kenton performing Are You Livin' Old Man in 1944. We're highlighting the singers from the Stan Kenton Orchestra this week on the show, and the female singers weren't the only ones who sang with the orchestra. A few different gentlemen sang on the bandstand with Kenton as well in the 1940s, including Red Doris and Gene Howard. Doris was the band's saxophone player and occasional singer before leaving for the Army in 1944. That's when Gene Howard took over the role of singer, which he held for the next 2 years. Gene Howard was actually a big hit during Kenton's live performances, but Capitol Records executives never paid as much attention to him or Doris as they did to someone like Anita O'Day. Nevertheless, let's hear a song from each of these male singers now. First up, here is Red Doris in 1943 with Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me on Afterglow.
Till you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tell the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. Oh, how many hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise too. How many hearts you have broken with those great big beautiful eyes.
Singer Gene Howard with the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1944 and the song How Many Hearts Have You Broken. That was actually a minor hit for the band, likely because it was the B-side of the even bigger hit we heard earlier, And Her Tears Flowed Like Wine, sung by Anita O'Day. Before that, one of Kenton's first recordings with Capitol Records after the recording ban was lifted in 1943. That was the Duke Ellington song, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, sung there by Red Doris. Although Anita O'Day's vocal style mixed well with Kenton's brash and heady arrangements, personally, they were like oil and water. O'Day once said that the band was so cerebral you couldn't dance to it, and that Kentonians spent too much of their free time reading books rather than getting into other activities musicians in the 1940s were supposed to be getting into. She missed the laid-back attitude of Gene Krupa's orchestra, and by the summer of 1945, she was back singing with Krupa. Her replacement came in March of 1945, a 19-year-old from Illinois by the name of Shirley Luster. Stan Kenton once remarked that the name Shirley Luster sounded more like hair shampoo than a jazz singer, so Luster became June Christie. I'll play two of Christie's early hits for the band now, beginning with one of her first recordings. This is singer June Christie and Stan Kenton in 1945 with the novelty song Tampico on Afterglow.
apple band. Dottie makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby, shoe fly fire. An apple band, Dottie, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Shoe fly fire. An apple band, Dottie makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly fire. An apple band, Dottie, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple band, Dottie, makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say a howdy, shoe fly pie. An apple band, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful star. Wonderful stuff. Shoo shoo fly by. Shoo shoo fly by. Shoo shoo fly by. An apple band, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Fly by, fly by. An apple band, Dottie.
Two novelty records by the Stan Kenton Orchestra, both sung there by June Christie. First up, we heard Tampico from 1945, followed by Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy from 1946. These two records were both top 10 Billboard hits and established Christie as a genuine star in Kenton's orchestra. We'll hear more from Christie and other singers from Stan Kenton's group in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. This week we're looking at the singers from the Stan Kenton Orchestra, and we'll continue looking at June Christie, the singer probably most associated with Kenton. Let's hear a great recording now from October 1945, the Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn song, Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. The laid-back tune is the perfect vehicle for Christie's cool, confident delivery, mixed with Kenton's famous kaleidoscope of orchestration. Here is June Christie and Stan Kenton in 1945 with Just a Sittin' and a Rockin' on Afterglow.
I know I should go out, be seen here and there.
branches gleam along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream.
Two of June Christie's signature tunes with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. We just heard Willow Weep for Me, arranged by Pete Rugolo in 1946, and before that, the Ellington Strayhorn Blues number, Just a Sittin' and a Rockin', recorded in 1945. June Christie was perfectly suited to Stan Kenton's orchestra because she was so different. Whereas Kenton's band was brash, audacious, and loud, Christie could be level-headed, unassuming, and tender. Take this next recording, the song Soothe Me from 1947. It's one of their final recordings together for Capitol Records, and it highlights the classic contrast between Christie and Kenton. Downbeat magazine said the trumpets in this song were the loudest ever, but listen to how marvelously they're mellowed out by Christie's vocals. This is June Christie and Stan Kenton with Soothe Me on Afterglow. Way down inside, Soothe Me by Joe Green, sung there by June Christie and the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1947. Soothe Me was a tune that later became associated with our next Stan Kenton vocalist, Chris Connor. By the early 1950s, June Christie was ready to embark on a solo career. It was Christie who suggested to Kenton that Connor become her permanent replacement. Christie had recently heard Connor sing on the radio, and it just so happened that Chris Connor was yet another smoky-voiced, blonde Midwesterner like herself. Chris Connor got her start as one of the Snowflakes, the vocal group with Claude Thornhill's band, and performed with Thornhill on a number of radio broadcasts. In January 1953, she joined Kenton's band and ended up recording a number of hits with them in the following months. Here are two songs from Chris Connor and Stan Kenton now, beginning with Cole Porter's classic tune, I Get a Kick Out of You, on Afterglow.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't throw me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get their kicks from cocaine. I'm sure if I should take even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Still, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before. No kick from a plane, flying up high in the sky with some guy is my idea of nothing to do. Still, I get a kick out of you. Every time I see you standing there before me, I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick from a plane, flying up high in the sky with some guy is my idea of nothing, nothing to do. I get a kick, I get a kick, I get a kick. about Ronnie. There's so much to tell, all about Ronnie. I know him so
Chris Connor and the Stan Kenton Orchestra in 1953, performing the work she became known for, Joe Green's All About Ronnie. Before that, we heard Connor and Kenton with Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You. When Chris Connor left Stan Kenton's group just a few months later, she was replaced by Ann Richards, one of the last great singers to come out of that orchestra. Richards worked with Kenton for most of the mid-1950s. They were married in 1955, and she's featured on Kenton's 1957 Capitol record, Kenton with Voices. This record also featured the vocal ensemble The Modern Men, four gentlemen that Kenton discovered. Kenton was known for featuring a number of vocal groups in his recordings, including the Pastels and the Indianapolis-based group The Four Freshmen. Here is singer Ann Richards, The Modern Men, and Stan Kenton performing the Eddie Beal tune, Softly, on Afterglow.
Easy.
Ann Richards and Stan Kenton performing Eddie Beal's Softly. That's from the 1957 album Kenton with Voices. Richards, who was Kenton's wife, was one of the last great singers to come from that orchestra, and her career ended far too soon. She tragically committed suicide at the age of 46 in 1982. To close off this hour, I'll play one of Kenton's grandest experiments. His 1950 Innovations Orchestra was a 40-piece ensemble featuring strings and some of the best players that ever sat on the Kenton bandstand. The arrangements are peak Kenton, if you will, complex, audacious, and loud. Kenton featured some of his finest soloists in songs named after them, including alto saxophonist Art Pepper, drummer Shelly Manne, trumpeter Maynard Ferguson, and vocalist June Christie. Here now is Kenton's Innovations Orchestra with singer June Christie, vocalizing her way through the song titled June Christie on Afterglow.
Do 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 do.
singer June Christie in 1950, performing a tune called June Christie. That comes from the LP Stan Kenton Presents, featuring Kenton's Innovations Orchestra. And thanks for tuning in to this Stan Kenton Singers edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.